Eventually, I began to fill the pages in front of me with words. It was exciting. It was romantic. And yet, I felt like I was losing my mind, listening to voices in my head while trying to overcome years of lethargy by sitting and stewing in my own juices for hours. My brain was constantly humming with a little voice that would cry out, "Are you insane? Who would want to read this drivel of yours, let alone perform it? There are real jobs even you can do and contribute to society. You are insane, aren't you? You just want to end up in an asylum somewhere where they will take care of you." And in the 20 or so years that I wrote plays, I made less than I would have if I'd chosen to be a migrant worker. And so after years of playwriting, I became a successful comic. Go figure. So imagine my surprise when Steve, my agent, called and asked me if I wanted to write a book. Without hesitation, I said, "Of course I want to write a book." But my brain was shouting, "You're insane." Doesn't everyone feel they can write a book? Doesn't everyone feel that with just a few tens of thousands of well-chosen words, they could put the earth right back on to its proper axis? Maybe that's not the case nowadays. Maybe everyone just wants to be on a reality TV show and have people write about them. With so many more places to drink coffee nowadays, I leaped at the opportunity to share my insights with the world. Ask someone to write a book, and that person's ego knows no bounds. After years of working as a comic, I know how to talk funny. But can I write funny? So that the words leap off the page in such a way that the reader is filled with glee? You don't know till you try, and there are legions of critics ready to tell you that you aren't funny in the least. So what was I going to write about? Certainly not politics, as the shelves are filled with wonderfully funny works that have successfully covered that subject, by writers from Art Buchwald to P.J. O'Rourke to Michael Moore. I am no David Sedaris or Dave Barry or Mark Twain. Jesus, Mark Twain, not only was he funny, but he's dead, and he's still funny. I picked up a cup of coffee and stared off into space. It's not so romantic when you actually have to have thoughts and write them down, especially now that I apparently had a severe case of ADD. My head just couldn't wrap itself around a topic because I got bored immediately with any topic that came to mind. In my desperation to come up with an appropriate subject, I even considered writing about interior decorating, which I know nothing about. Then one day, while sitting on a plane, headed to God knows where, I had a revelation. I am constantly in the air sitting next to guys who are about my age, and they talk to me as if I am 20 years younger than they are. And they seem 20 years older than I am. They always seem to have sticks up their asses. Where was my stick, I wondered? Where did the stick come from? Was there something inherent in being an adult that I had missed? Why did so many of my generation seem to have gone on to become joyless and officious snots? How could Dick Cheney and George W. Bush be around my age, and yet it was as if we were living in parallel universes? Was there something wrong with me that when I heard the words, "get on board," I would rather drown? It's not a question of politics. It's deeper than that. It has to do with our points of view, the way we look at the world. Where did mine come from? That's what this book is about. Maybe I am emotionally stunted, but by the time I was in my early 20s, I had developed the way I look at life, and it hasn't changed much since then. This is the road I traveled, as I remember it, which may not always be accurate, since as I've gotten older, my memory has become a blender. And so we begin.